it's not hard to imagine that there are likewise countless screenwriters and special effects artists who may have been influenced by the demonic realm to realistically portray demons and the hellish underworld. Our culture has become desensitized and conditioned to accept various forms of demonic creatures, caricatures of Satan, and glimpses of hell as simply entertainment. Remember when the word hell used to be considered a curse word? My younger sister repeated what she learned from the neighborhood boys, and boy, she got her tongue swabbed with a bar of soap just for saying hell. Oh, how times have changed. These days, the word has permeated our culture. Hell's hardly considered a curse word or even a bad word anymore, and it has steadily become part of our cultural slang, a figure of speech that's crept into our everyday vocabulary. Television and movies have inundated us with the use of the word so that we hardly notice when it's being used. How many times have you heard a character say, "Go to hell," or "Hell no," or someone casually use a phrase like "hot as hell" in everyday discussions? Since the significance of the word has been culturally watered down, it would be reassuring to find the true definition, impact, and consequences of hell preached from our nation's pulpits. But the hellfire and brimstone message of Dante's Inferno that was taught years ago in various denominations is no longer a popular subject with modern-day religiously correct churches. In fact, hell is considered too negative.